Adventure.
Tonight's story is entitled A Conflict of Interests.
Nothing to worry about.
Sorry, Lieutenant, but when guns are fired at me, I get anxious.
Well, you joined up to get shot at, Dobson. It's all in a day's work, you know. Of course, you chaps in military intelligence aren't so often in the firing line, eh?
I'm LI-9, which deals with escape and evasion. That's not exactly a military intelligence.
All right. It all sounds the same to me.
We assist prisoners of war to escape and evade recapture. There's a big difference.
Anyway, the firing we've just experienced was harmless. Small arms from the ground. Some frustrated German patrol, I should imagine.
All the same, it's a bit unnerving flying over enemy-occupied territory in a tiny unarmed plane like this.
Vast areas of this part of Yugoslavia are occupied by partisan groups. The Germans mostly hold the lowland towns and villages. After all, it was your people's idea that we make the flight in daylight. The Luftwaffe may be somewhat depleted, but there are still few nasty ME-109s around. Why the day trip, anyway? This kind of mission usually takes on after dark.
I thought you'd been thoroughly briefed.
Only the bare essentials.
You know the landing area?
Only by map reference.
Well, as you'll see shortly, it'll be a tight squeeze, even for a small plane like ours. There's a high cliff on one side and tall trees on the other three. Impossible to land there at night, even with guide lights.
And the purpose? Or is that classified?
It's better if I keep it to myself for now, just in case we're captured and interrogated.
I see. But I don't know, I can't tell, eh?
Something like that. Will we arrive on schedule?
With 10 minutes to spare. We've had a strong tailwind since we passed over the Italian coast. Oh, damn it all.
What is it?
Trouble. Oil pressure's down.
Well, I'm not mechanically minded. What does that mean?
Simply this. I can't fly this kite for much longer. Looks like a stray bullet must have hit the engine. Of all the rotten luck, eh? Sorry, old chap, but we'll have to go down.
No, we can't. It's all hills and dense forests down there.
Beggars can't be choosers, old boy.
Rothmans King's Eyes is Britain's most exported cigarette. Sold and enjoyed all over the world, on 6 continents, in over 160 countries, and on more than 100 airlines. Rothmans, the greatest name in cigarettes.
Nieuwe generatie boeren van AEG. Ons 900 watt Towermatic is die krachtigste en veiligste slagboer wat ons nog gemaakt heeft. Met een stevige polyester geïsoleerde metaalrakkas en uitmuntende veiligheidskoppelaar. Weer eens boer AEG vooruit. Nog kenmerken wat bewijst AEG is alles behalve windlawaai. Altijd eerste met die beste.
Now, Radio Shack, the world's giant in microcomputers, places the answers to everyday business problems right on your desktop. Time is money. That's why a Radio Shack computer is a profitable business tool for all accounting and professional applications. Turn time into money. Radio Shack computers. Your authorized Radio Shack distributor, Lucum Data Corporation, Johannesburg 836-3351, has branches and dealers countrywide. 836-3351. Radio Shack has your business problems ticked.
The single-engined Lysander spotter plane flew low over the hills of northern Yugoslavia, a country torn between fighting the German occupiers and bitter infighting between rival politically motivated groups of partisans. It was the autumn of 1944, a pause before the Allied armies in the west, east and south were due to force their way across Central Europe and into the heartland of Nazi Germany. No longer were the prisoner of war camps guarded by seasoned German troops. They'd been replaced by older conscripts. This had resulted in many escapes, particularly from camps in the Balkans, Greece, and northern Italy. Many of these escapees found their way into Yugoslavia, where, in most cases, they were assisted by the partisan groups in the hills. Many of these ex-prisoners joined and fought for the rest of the war with these groups, but most wanted to reach liberated Italy and rejoin their own forces. MI9 was the British organization whose task it was to herd these ex-prisoners into large groups and guide them to numerous pickup points where they could be taken off by sea or air. The Lysander's passenger was Lieutenant Bill Dobson, and his mission was to organize the bringing to safety of at least 200 men who were gathered and awaiting rescue in a remote mountain pass in Montenegro.
Our entire mission will be ruined if we crash. It'll cost an awful lot of lives.
I don't see any way around it. Except...
Yeah, an alternative?
Look, it's probably just a fractured pipe that's causing the trouble. I could fix it in 2 shakes if it could only land and take off again.
Yes? Well, go on.
Look, I know it sounds completely mad, but a few miles south of here, there's a small airfield that the Germans use for fighter planes. We could land there.
You can't possibly be serious, can you?
Well, I'm willing to take the risk if you are.
Jerry would be onto us like a swarm of hornets.
Perhaps not. But put yourself in their place for a tick. How fast would you react to such an event? And here we are, small, unmarked plane, lands at the upper end of the airfield, eh? Wouldn't you be curious rather than aggressive? And even if they do tumble to us quickly, how long will it take them to start the shooting?
Yeah, well, putting it like that, I suppose it is.
Well, take your choice of landing spot, the forest or the airfield.
Well, my mission is finished if we crash land. So give the airfield a bash then, but bear in mind I can't allow myself to be taken prisoner.
Oh. Actually, we'll be lucky if we make it at all. Look at the fuel gauge.
Well, keep trying. Say we do succeed in safely taking off from this airfield, what then? Didn't you mention that the Germans use it for fighter planes? Don't they come after us like the bats out of hell?
That's another gamble we'll have to take. They use it mostly for making light repairs to planes damaged in action. Well, with luck, none of them will be in any condition for immediate takeoff. Another factor in our favor, these small airfields are regularly strafed by our chaps and their runways will be badly pitted by craters. Tough for them, but okay for us. Don't look so gloomy, old chap. There's a middling chance we can pull it off.
Flight Lieutenant Derek Marshall flew his plane low around a hill and into the wind. Ahead lay a single airstrip close to a small town. Two ME-109s were parked close to the single hangar, both badly shot up and plainly unserviceable.
See the tower? Wave as we pass it. Let them think we're friendly. Confuse the flighters. That's the idea. You can almost see the whites of their eyes. Hang on tight. We're going to rattle a bit as we roll over the potholes. Hold on. Look, there's a Bren gun in the back. I hope you can use it.
Yeah, of course I can use it.
But only if they come close or start firing on us. Whatever happens, just don't get panicky. You got it?
Yes, and the two spare magazines. Now hurry up, will you?
Right. 2 shakes, that's all. I hope...
The pilot jumped down and wrenched open the engine cowling. It was hot, but he was wearing gloves, while slung over his shoulder was a bag of tools and the emergency repair kit. Meanwhile, at the far end of the airstrip, several dark figures had emerged from the hangar and were peering at them, hands shading the bright sunlight from their eyes. Derek Marshall had been right. Their first reaction was one of curiosity. In the passenger seat, Bill Dobson tensely sat with a Bren gun across his knees, his fingers clenched so tightly about it that his knuckles showed white. He saw two men hurry out from the control tower, guns slung over their shoulders. They went to a grey staff car, and a moment later, drove out towards the grounded Lysander.
Hey, Marshal, they're coming over for a closer look.
One more shake and I'll be ready.
Well, they're armed. I'll have to cover you.
Whatever you think right. Just use your loaf.
The staff car came to within 50 meters of the plane and then pulled to a halt, the driver sensing that all was not well. The two Germans climbed out and leveled their rifles at the plane.
Where bist du?
Here we go. Well, my German isn't going to fool them. Sorry, chaps, but you're on the wrong side. Marshal, I've ridden two of them off. Now, will you please hurry up?
Well, switch on while I turn the prop.
All right, ready when you are.
Right, let's get the hell away from here.
I'm depending on you for that.
As the bewildered Germans opened fire on them, the Lysander bounded forward over the bumpy, scarred airstrip and lifted its nose to the sky. In moments, they were safely out of range.
Well, that's one great problem solved. Must admit, you did an admirable job.
Thanks. Now all we need is enough luck to get well clear before we get a Jerry fighter on our tail.
Those two on the ground look pretty useless.
You're right about that, Dobson, but we don't know what was in the hangar. If they do have a serviceable plane and it comes after us, we've had it.
Yeah. Hey, now you come to mention it, what's that up there? High at 10 o'clock.
Oh, damn it all. Our luck has just run out, old chap. It's a blasted Messerschmitt, and the blight has got the drop on us.
If you feel like you want to live all your good times over, country morning's bringing country goodness home.
Now there's another great-tasting Kellogg's Country Morning. Chopped apple and cinnamon have joined the wholesome goodness of honey, almonds, and wheat germ of regular country morning.
Country morning's bringing country goodness home.
Kellogg's Country Morning. Two great country tastes. Regular or apple and cinnamon.
Mildness and world-famous Rothmans quality. You'll find both in Rothmans King Size Special Mild. The best mild tobacco money can buy, plus a pure natural filter, make Rothmans King Size Special Mild extra special, extra mild, and unmistakably Rothmans. Enjoy the great taste of Rothmans King Size Special Mild.
Don't cough. Take Choates. Choates extract of lettuce brings fast relief.
The two men stared at the approaching German fighter plane, suddenly feeling helpless and naked.
What are we going to do?
More like, what's he going to do? I'm afraid all we can do right now is sit here like human targets for the Luftwaffe.
Still quite far away. Perhaps he won't see us.
He'll know we're here, all right.
We're almost on collision course. At least you can make some attempt to get away.
What's the use? He has almost three times our speed. Still, I'll change course to see what happens.
Damn it all, these planes are too small. Would you think they'd equip them with some kind of armament?
Well, the War Office considers maneuverability to be more important.
Yeah. Hey, he hasn't changed course to try and intercept us. What do you make of that?
A loud sigh of relief, old chap. The blight is giving us a cold shoulder. Damn nice of him, that's all I can say.
Honey, the airfield must be in contact with him by now. Surely they'll warn him about us.
Well, maybe his radio isn't functioning. Ah. There, now you can get a better view of him. And look, you see how badly he's been shot up? Yes, the last thing he's looking for is a victim, easy or otherwise. You know, more than likely he's heading for the airstrip for some emergency repairs. That's lucky for us, what?
Lucky is the word. Hey, he's gone right past us as though we don't exist.
Yes.
Well, back to business. How long before we reach our rendezvous?
Let's say 30 minutes from now, I'll be figuring out a way to make a half-decent landing.
It was a landing face that would defy the skill of the very best pilot in normal circumstances. But Marshall knew how much was at stake and took chances he'd never normally have done. The Lysander's wing almost touched the face of the cliff as they descended towards a patch of green. The wheels settled into grass, and Dobson breathed easily as the aircraft rolled to a stop. They were in a woodland meadow, bordered by dense trees and the high cliff face. Nothing, not even a bird, moved.
Well, where's the reception party that's supposed to be meeting you here?
Well, they're a suspicious bunch I have to deal with. But I was covered from the trees just to make certain we're not some kind of a German trap.
You can't blame them for that, I suppose.
True. Well, I think we'd better get out and show ourselves.
Okay. Still acting cagey, huh?
Yes. Here's one coming out from the trees. And if you look closely, you'll see a dozen others keeping a watch on us.
Yes. He's an ugly-looking brute. Reminds me more of a bandit.
Well, many of them were before the war. Now they're called patriots and allies.
Hello?
Are you Americans?
Don't tell me he doesn't know.
No, we're English. The code word is majestic.
Eh?
Majestic.
Majestic? What is majestic?
Ooh, there's something badly wrong here. Be ready for trouble.
Right.
Are you Karl Napcheck?
Napcheck, that fascist pig. I am Anton Kavasik. Hey, you have never heard of Anton Kavasik, Englishman?
Yes, I've heard of you. But you're not the partisan leader in the Modovan district.
Ah, my friend, things change very quickly these days. My territory is far over there in the Alkar Valley. But my men and I have liberated the Modovan from Napchek's capitalist lapdogs.
From your textbook expressions, I presume you lead a communist group.
What is wrong with that?
Nothing, I suppose.
All partisan groups fight for the same cause, to throw the Germans out of our country. Is that not so?
Yes. Yes, of course it is.
You have brought weapons?
To be quite frank with you, no. We're here to pick up Karl Napchek, and it's urgent that we find him.
Perhaps the pig is dead. I hope so.
And I hope not.
Maybe he's alive. Who knows?
Do you?
maybe. Maybe not.
A lot is at stake. Please be straight with me.
Why should I?
Because we are allies. We're fighting the Germans together as well as comrades.
But we also fight the Royalists and the Republicans. You send them arms, is that not so?
We send arms to all parties and groups to fight the German occupiers, not to fight each other.
We must think of what will happen after the Germans have left. You send the others more arms than you do to us.
Look, we are not interested in the political color of the partisan groups as long as they are anti-Nazi. Now, will you please help me to find Karl Napcheck? Many, many lives are at stake, believe me.
Whose lives?
Escaped prisoners of war. English, French, Polish, American. Perhaps even some of your own countrymen.
And how can Napcheck in particular help you?
He knows the Davak Pass and the route from there to the sea.
That is true, yes. He was born in that area.
Well, we need his knowledge to help in the rescue of 200 men who have been assembled at the pass. He's the only man we know who can guide them from there to where our ships can pick them up.
It is dangerous country for travel, my friend. A man can get lost and die in these mountains.
Napcheck volunteered to be parachuted down to them. It was arranged that we would pick him up here and fly him across to Italy for briefing. Now, please, please tell me the truth. Is Karl Napcheck alive or dead?
Alive.
Thanks heavens for that.
But he will be dead within the hour.
What do you mean?
When we overran this district, he was taken prisoner. He's shortly to be executed as an enemy of the people.
Say, hold on, will you, please? There are too many lives at stake for you to be able to indulge in a revenge killing.
We do not kill for revenge, Englishman. This is justice. There can be no reprieve for what Napcheck has done. He will be executed as he deserved.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
It is our way. When I return to camp, he will be permitted a good meal and then hanged. My advice to you is to get back into your little aeroplane and fly away. Forget Karl Napcheck. He is dead.
Oh, damn it, man, damn it. He can save 200 lives, don't you understand that?
Nabchek's death means more to my cause than the 200 lives you might or might not save.
All right. All right, listen to me. It could be arranged for more arms to be sent to your group, like a sort of exchange for Nabchek's life.
Yes. An offer like that could be of interest to me, yes. But what kind of guarantee can you give me?
At present, only my word as a gentleman.
Do you take me for a fool 10 times over? But no. Now I have thought about it, I would rather see Nabchek swinging from a tree. We can steal all the arms we need from the Germans now that they are on the run and inclined to panic easily. I think it would be a good idea if you came with me to watch the execution.
Will you give me a chance to speak to Nabchek?
Why not?
Very well, I'll go with you. Marshal, will you be all right until I come back?
Oh, I don't see the point in your going if they're going to top the poor chap.
Where there's life, you know.
I think it's better if the pilot goes with us, too.
Well, look, I'd rather not. You see, I don't...
But I insist.
Well, there's no point in arguing, then, is there?
Yes.
Not with all those guns pointing at me.
Anton Kabasik has allowed me 2 minutes to talk to you before the execution.
Yeah. What good will talking do now? No Englishman, it is too late.
I was rather hoping you could tell me if there was another man we could reach to lead out the escaped prisoners.
There is no one I know of. No, it is a great tragedy.
I tried to make a deal with Anton Kabasik. I offered him more arms in exchange for your life. He refused.
I'm glad. No, it is better I die than they get extra supplies. They and their crazy communist ideas will destroy our country and they will enslave the people to the Soviet Union.
How were you captured?
They crept up on us at night. We just returned from ambushing a German convoy. We were tired. My sentries were overcome and, well, of course, sleeping men stand little chance.
What happened to your men?
8 killed, 3 of us captured. The rest managed to escape in the darkness.
How many?
About 60, including the women. But you can be sure Kavasik will not have it all his own way. Oh, no. Soon they will regroup and drive him back to his own district. That is the reason Kavasik wants me out of the way.
Enough talking. Come out.
Oh, a couple of minutes more, please.
Impossible. It is time. My men want to take the prisoner.
I see. Goodbye, Nabchek. And I'm sorry about this.
Well, the price of failure. My main regret, really, is that I can't help you. Goodbye, my friend.
The two men shook hands. Nabchek calmly stood while two men pinioned his arms. He was then led out into the bright afternoon sunlight. To a place where the partisan band were grouped round a wide tree. A noose swung ready from one of its stoutest branches.
So that's Nabchek, eh? I think my knees feel as weak as his must do.
He's a brave fellow. But he has to go in such an ignominious manner.
Yes.
Should have been a firing squad at least.
And with him goes the success of your mission, too.
Afraid so. All we can do now is drop arms to our chaps in the pass in the hope they can find their own way out to the sea.
The two Englishmen fell silent as Karl Nabchek took his place under the noose. A partisan put it about his neck and pulled it tight. Then, suddenly...
Get your head down!
What the hell?
Nabchek's group. I had a feeling they'd make a rescue bid.
He's sure to get killed standing there with that rope around his neck.
Wait here.
It was chaos. Villagers ran screaming hither and thither, while partisans on both sides were firing wildly at each other. Dobson ran crouched, an open penknife in his hand. He reached the helpless Nabchek and pulled the noose from around his neck, cut his bonds, and then both raced to where Marshall was taking cover behind a wooden shed.
Come on, quickly. We can reach the plane before the fighting stops. Come on.
No, not the plane. I need a gun to help kill off these
friends. No, we can't risk it. What if your men lose? You'll be a prisoner again.
We won't lose, my friends. Come, you can help us.
We don't even know who is on which side.
Then stay here where it is safe.
Wait, Napchek. Come back a second. This is important.
What is it? There's no time for...
I know.
You've knocked the blighter cold.
Yes, come on. Help me carry him to the plane.
That's right.
We can all the protesting he likes once we're off the ground.
Ransom Select Multifilter Mind. A blend of selected Virginia tobaccos with a flavor balance unique to Ransom Select. The exclusive multi-filter with activated charcoal affords a smoke that is smooth, mild, and satisfying. Ransom Select, the world's first multi-filter king-size cigarette.
When I get a cold or flu, there's one remedy I rely on. Vicks Medi-Nice Nighttime Colds Medicine. Why? Well, it's made by Vicks, and they rarely know about colds and flu. So I trust it. And just one dose of Vicks Medi-Night relieves all my worst cold miseries when I need it most, at night, so I can get some much-needed rest. You get Vicks Medi-Night at your chemist. It's a truly effective remedy. I've relied on Vicks Medi-Night for years to cope with my colds and flu. I trust it.
Everyone knows how innovative, how accurate, and how reliable Seiko technology is. But did you realize that Lady Seiko cords could be so slim, superbly refined, and so very elegant? As beautiful as a woman's watch should be. Lady Seiko cords. Seiko. Someday all watches will be made this way.
It was not a good thing to do.
But necessary.
It will be said that I ran away.
You'll have plenty of time to explain later.
Oh, how can I argue so high in the sky like this? I feel sick in my stomach.
You'd have felt a lot sicker swinging only 6 feet up from the branch of a tree. Am I right, Napchek?
I'm not so sure at this moment, my friend.
Within an hour of their safe arrival in Italy, it was heard that Navchek's group had won the day and chased Kasovic's partisans back into their own territory. The following day, Karl Navchek dropped into the Montenegrin Pass and within a week brought out almost 300 Allied escapers to the shores of the Adriatic. There they were picked up by a fleet of fast boats and taken to safety in central Italy. Soon after, Karl Navchek was flown back to Yugoslavia, where he rejoined his victorious group of partisans.
High Adventure is produced by Henry Diffenthal. ¶¶